You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
B. Bishop Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the people watching on Monumental, on the YouTube stream, listening on the apps, listening on the podcast, wherever you get your content, we're there. All right? Mm-hmm. Brian, crowned a champion last night.
Yeah.
The Knicks. Yeah.
James Dolan got a championship.
And what does he say?
I don't know. Did he talk?
Does he say he's going to put up a banner or not?
I bet they do.
I heard they were thinking about not putting it up.
Well, we heard that with the Lakers, and then they put one up.
Well, the Lakers put it up quickly.
Well,
LeBron, he needed that. He's trying to catch up with Jay.
I'm sure MJ gives a bleep about the NBA Cup. I don't mind the NBA Cup as a vehicle to make mid-season NBA games perhaps more meaningful, right?
I guess.
I do mind the NBA Cup held up in the same regard as a championship.
A regular title? No, I don't buy it.
I just found out, how many NBA Cups do you think there have been?
Three.
Okay, I thought there were two.
Three. The Lakers, the Bucks, and now this one.
Oh, the Bucks won it last year.
Yeah. I think it was the Bucks, yeah.
Okay, so you paid more attention than me.
I look at current events.
Well, that was a year ago.
Huh? It was a story that popped up today, boom, and they had the last two that had won it. So
I get it as a vehicle. I think the biggest complaint around casual NBA fans, uh-huh, and I'd put myself in that category. I love high-level basketball, and I love the Wiz. I'd probably watch more if the Wiz were like in a different stage of this rebuild. Like, let's hope a year, maybe two from now, like the Wiz are competing not for the play-in but for like the four seed, right?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah,
like I will inherently be drawn more into that because in general the NBA I watch is the Wiz and then the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
I'm with you.
Sadly, those two things haven't been in the same sentence in a while.
Yeah.
I completely understand what the NBA is trying to do in to generate more interest in the regular season product, especially as like.
Well, I think what they did, they were trying to get their players
right
interested in the season product more or less.
Because tanking and load management have become just so problematic for fans of the NBA to watching the game. Congrats to the Knicks. Like, if they care, good for them. It doesn't make me care. I don't know how you handle the banners for the NBA Cup, and maybe in 10, 15 years this will all feel very different, but, like, the banners can't go on the same wall. You know what I mean? Like, put them on the other side or make them smaller or a different color or something.
They have another room, like a little area where you put it at, because it's secondary to the real thing.
I mean, significant, like, secondary by a long, long stretch. That doesn't, like, I think they probably kind of stole this idea from soccer. And in soccer, there's constantly some challenge going on. Like, I know in the English League, there's, like, the Community Shield. Like, there's all these different things you can win, and some of those happen within the season. Some of those are, like the FA Cup is massive, and that's, like, every soccer team in England gets a piece of it, whatever it is. I just don't think... Maybe over time this will grow into something that's a big deal. I don't think it is right now. I think if they didn't have the crazy courts in the NBA Cup, nobody would really notice that it was an NBA Cup game.
Yeah, but I just think when you – the team that wins it midway, will they win it ever at the end?
And do the teams – like – now that the Knicks have won the NBA Cup, does that change what anybody thinks about their chances of winning the finals? Because I doubt it.
I don't think it does, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think we've seen in these 3 years anybody that won it in the midway point won it later. And then that would start to make me question how people are really going after this thing. You know what I'm saying?
So... this, I think, could be cool. Adam Silver talked, I didn't even know this, the NBA Cup final, I guess, last night was on Amazon. Wasn't even on ESPN or whatever. So good for the NBA, because Amazon's probably paying them a boatload. But Adam Silver was on the pregame show and said they might move, I guess the Final Four and then the championship is played in Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Vegas, they're trying to get a team to Vegas. So, like, eventually you're going to have home games in Vegas, so the allure of having the NBA Cup in Vegas won't be as significant. I think this is cool. Silver said there's consideration for some storied college arenas to start hosting the NBA Cup games. Like, if you put the NBA Cup in Cameron Indoor Stadium, that'd be pretty neat. You put it in Fog Allen, the Dean Dome. I don't know what really counts.
You put the NBA Cup in Camden? That thing is small, dog.
Cameron, I mean.
That's small as hell.
But it'd make it cool. It'd probably make me why I'd be more interested.
Well, I told the NBA I don't want to see the walls that close.
That's what they're saying. I mean, when you hear the commissioner of the league say a storied college arena, that's the top of the list.
If he has to start bringing in other things that bring people to see your thing and want to tune in, you tell me your product is not good enough. That's in essence, he's telling me that the NBA is not good enough to do it by himself.
Or that they're trying to let this be something different. I don't know.
They didn't have to do that with MJ.
They're often shifting, I'll say. Like, I don't know what you make of this, Brian. Saturday's doubleheader. San Antonio versus Oklahoma City and New York versus Toronto. Now, New York versus Toronto, you got two major, major markets. San Antonio and Oklahoma City are small cities, but you got Wemby, the most intriguing player in the league, against the defending champs.
And like, they just beat him and broke their streak.
That's a juicy game.
Yeah.
Those four games, that doubleheader, those two games, rather, those four teams, saw a 126% year-over-year increase in social media views.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. Like, is social media bigger? Did they just introduce this on TikTok? Like, that could be a zillion different things. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I'm going to talk some power ranks, some Jaden shutdown, let you chime in. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.